Gemara said that Ben Kuziva said, I am Mashiach. We understand Ben Kuziva to be the same person as Bar Kochva. Bar Kochva, it means son of a star. Ben Kuziva means son of a lie. We refer to him as Ben Kuziva because, you know, he was, according to Gemara, a false Mashiach, gave us false hope. So he's Ben Kuziva, the son of a lie, the son of false hope. So Gemara says that he ruled for 2.5 years, and he said, I am Mashiach. So Chachamim checked whether he could smell the truth, because Mashiach is supposed to be able to smell the truth. And since he couldn't smell the truth, they killed him. So Gemara says. So Barbanel explains this Gemara, as well as Rabbi Akiva's perspective on Bar Kuziva and Bar Kochva, because we're taught elsewhere that Rabbi Akiva believed that Bar Kochva was Mashiach. And Barbanel asks a question. And this is, Barbanel wrote a trilogy of Sfarim about Mashiach. One of them is called Yeshuos Mashicho. This is in chapter 4 of Yeshuos Mashicho. He said, I've shown you earlier in this Sefer, which is true. We're not going to go into it in detail because it's a little complicated for our purposes. But Barbanel divides history into three periods. We say, I believe that Mashiach can come any day. And that's true. We believe Mashiach can come any day. The Barbanel says that that's only now. There was a period in history when Mashiach could not have come. The history is divided into three periods. There's the period when Mashiach could not have come. It was too early. There's a period when Mashiach could come, might or might not come. And then there's a certain time at the end of history when Mashiach must come if he hasn't come earlier. So Barbanel asks, how could Rabbi Akiva have thought that Bar Kochva was Mashiach? It was still the period in history, according to Barbanel's calculations. And again, I'm not going to go into the calculations, the whole separate chapter. According to Barbanel's calculations, the time of Bar Kochva, the time of Rabbi Akiva, was still in the era when Mashiach could not yet come. We'll have to come back to this because we're going to see Gemara later, that says that Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyah Mashiach. Chizkiyah was in time of the first Beis HaMikdash. Let's just get our history straight. There was the first Beis HaMikdash. Chizkiyah was one of the kings in the first Beis HaMikdash. Then the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. There was the Babylonian exile of 70 years. That's when Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, Daniel, Mordechai, and Esther, that we've talked about in other Shurim, all were during that period, the 70 years of exile. Then the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. That's the period, the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Hanukkah miracle happened. Then the Romans destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. We usually say it was in the year 70 of the Common Era. About 60 or 65 years after that, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was the period of Bar Kochva and Rabbi Akiva. That's when the Roman general Titus destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. The emperor at the time was his father, Vespasian. Later, the Roman emperor Hadrian destroyed Yerushalayim, completely destroyed Yerushalayim, barred Jews from living there. And it was in that period when Bar Kochva rebelled. There actually are those who believe that Bar Kochva rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash that stood for a couple years. I'm sure we'll have occasion to talk about that theory another time. Then the Romans subdued the rebellion of Bar Kochva, and Bar Kochva was killed. According to historians, Bar Kochva was not killed by Chazal, by Sanhedrin, as the Gemara implies. He was killed by the Romans. So that's one question that Barbanel addresses. Another question is, as I said, according to Barbanel's calculations, this was a period when it was still too early for Mashiach to come. So how could Rabbi Akiva think that Bar Kochva was Mashiach? The Barbanel says that Rabbi Akiva had one of two thoughts about Bar Kochva. Either when he saw the success of Bar Kochva in fighting the Romans, Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, I know that there's a time in history when God said it's too early for Mashiach to come. But remember God said that the Jews would be in Egypt for 400 years and they weren't? only 210 years? Because God, Rabbi Akiva. The Abarbanel is putting these words in Rabbi Akiva's head. We were supposed to be in Egypt for 400 years. And God had mercy on us. He saw that, all right, this is too much already. He took us out early. So, yes, 1,500 years from now, the Abarbanel is going to derive from Sukkim that there's a time when Mashiach can't come. And that's today. That's this era of Rabbi Akiva, when Mashiach can't come. But I see evidence in front of my eyes that Hashem has had mercy on us and changed his mind, and Mashiach is here. That's one possibility, one way to answer Rabbi Abarbanel's question of how could Rabbi Akiva think Bar Kokhba was Mashiach when it was a period in history when it was still too early for Mashiach to come. Obviously, Rabbi Abarbanel doesn't think that. Rabbi Abarbanel thinks that it's absolutely clear that there's a period in history when Mashiach can't come. Obviously, Barbanel considered that possibility.
Right, and so and he's explain the thing with
when we get to Gemara and Chizkiyah, we'll have to come back to that. There's a whole earlier chapter in this Sefer of the Barbanel where he explains his calculations and why he says that, and it's beyond the scope of going into right now. Just take my word for it. We're going to discuss this Sefer of the Barbanel many other times. For now, just take my word for it. The Barbanel understands that everybody would agree that there was a period in history when it was premature for Mashiach to come. And Rabbi Akiva lived during that time. And therefore, I'm sorry? And if Barbanel, the presumption is that Rabbi Akiva knew everything that Barbanel knew. I remember Rabbi Einemer Zatzal, for me, the highlight of the year was his Kol Nidre Drushos. Rabbi Einemer gave fire and brimstone Kol Nidre Drushos. One year, right before Yom Kippur, there was a full-page ad. The conservative movement took out a full-page ad in New York Times and Washington Post. Said, Rabbi Akiva saw things that Moses didn't see. And there is such a Gemara. Right? Rabbi Akiva saw things that Moses didn't see. And we see things that Rabbi Akiva didn't see. Exactly. Your reaction says it all. That is absolute heresy and stupidity. And boy, did Rabbi Einemer give a good Kol Nidre Drasha that year. The presumption is if the Barbanel knew it, Rabbi Akiva knew it. So if the Barbanel says that there's a period in time where Mashiach can't come and Rabbi Akiva lived in that time, the presumption is Rabbi Akiva knew that too. But the reason Rabbi Akiva nevertheless thought that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach is because just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim early, because he loves us and had mercy on us, he changed his mind and brought Mashiach early. That's one possibility. Now Rashi says that Bar Kuziba was a descendant of Herod. So again, to review our history, during the time of Second Beis HaMikdash, that was the reign of the Chashmonaim after the Hanukkah miracle. The Chashmonaim eventually made themselves into kings, which was a sin, the Ramban says, because they're Kohanim, and the kings are supposed to be from the house of David, not Kohanim. So the Gemara in Bava Basra says that Herod, who was a slave of the Chashmonaim, wiped out all the Chashmonaim, except for one girl who he married. And anybody who says that I'm a descendant of Chashmonaim must be a slave, because it means he's a descendant of Herod, because there are no other descendants of the Chashmonaim. So Rashi says that Bar Kuziba was a descendant of Herod. Well, if Bar Kuziba was a descendant of Herod, then how could Rabbi Akiva think he's Mashiach? Mashiach has to come from the house of David. The Abarbanel quotes Josephus, who says that only Herod's mother, and Herod was an Edomite slave from the nation of Edom, descendants of Esau. He was a slave. So the Abarbanel quotes Josephus, who says that only Herod's mother was a slave. Herod's father was Jewish and was from the house of David, was a descendant of David HaMelech. Why he married an Edomite woman? Separate question. He did. So Bar Kokhba was a descendant of the house of David, even though he was also a descendant of Herod. That's
goes by the mother.
Being from House of David goes by the father. She was an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani is Jewish. She was a slave. She was an Eved Kanani, and Eved Kanani is Jewish. That now, since she was from Edom, question whether he could have married her, maybe because it was after Sancheirav, and Sancheirav mixed up all the nations, then he could marry her also. That's a separate question. Whether he should have married her is a separate question. But she was an Eved Kanani, so she's Jewish. And he was in the house of David, so their descendants are Jews from the house of David. Not the finest, not what you would put on a shidduch resume, that because she was a slave. But also, we asked, the Gemara says that the Chachamim killed Bar Kuziba, and historians say the Romans killed him. Rav Hanel says there's no argument. When Gemara doesn't mean that the Chachamim killed Bar Kuziba. When the Gemara says they killed him, it means they dismissed him. They wrote him off. Bar Kuziba said, I'm Mashiach. The Chachamim tested him. He couldn't smell the truth, as one of the many ways we've understood smelling the truth. We've seen four interpretations over previous Shurim. There are more interpretations, whatever it means. He couldn't smell the truth. The Chachamim wrote him off. He's not Mashiach. They dismissed him. Doesn't mean they killed him. The Romans killed him. Just means they wrote him off. Like, all right, he's going to be killed because he's not Mashiach. That's how the Barbanel understands our Gemara. Second possibility is that when Rabbi Kiva said Bar Kochva is Mashiach, he did not mean the Mashiach that we're waiting for. We find many people in Tanakh are called Mashiach. Even the Persian king Koresh, Cyrus, is referred to in Psukim as Mashiach. Mashiach means God's anointed one. When God sends somebody to bring about some kind of salvation, he is a Mashiach. He's not the Mashiach with a capital T and a capital M. He's a Mashiach. He's someone anointed by God to fulfill a mission. So the Persian king Koresh, or Cyrus as he's known in English, who built the Beis HaMikdash, who assisted, provided permission and funding to build the second Beis HaMikdash, he is a Mashiach. And he's referred to in the Pasuk as Koresh Mashiachi. The Navi calls him Koresh my Mashiach. Shaul, King Shaul, who wasn't from the house of David, obviously, he was David's father-in-law, is referred to as Mashiach. He's an anointed one. He was sent to do a job. So when Rabbi Kiva thought Bar Kochba was Mashiach, he didn't think he was the Mashiach. He thought he was a Mashiach. He saw he's fighting the Romans. He's winning. He's a messenger from God to accomplish something. Perhaps he thought that Bar Kochba was Mashiach ben Yosef. We have a concept which we will develop further in a different shiur. We have two Mashiachs. Mashiach ben David, that's the Mashiach. And Mashiach ben Yosef, who before the coming of Mashiach ben David will prepare the way, fight battles. Exactly what Mashiach ben Yosef is, complicated subject, we'll develop that different shiur. But if he's going to come at all, it will be first. Does he have to come at all? Separate question. There's a lot to talk about, talking about Mashiach ben Yosef. Perhaps Rabbi Kiva thought that Bar Kochva was Mashiach ben Yosef, since he was fighting battles. That's one of the things that Mashiach ben Yosef is supposed to do. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Kiva, there will be grass growing through your jawbone before Mashiach comes. You'll be dead and buried long before Mashiach comes. What are they saying? Mashiach ben Yosef is, the coming of Mashiach ben Yosef is connected to the coming of Mashiach ben David. They are events that should be close to each other in history. Bar Kochva can't be Mashiach ben Yosef because you, Rabbi Kiva, will be dead and buried long before Mashiach ben David comes. So it's too early now for Mashiach ben Yosef to come. And therefore, he's not Mashiach ben Yosef either. But if he's Mashiach ben Yosef, then why did they test him to see if he could smell the truth? That's a test for Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben David is the spiritual Talmid Chacham. Mashiach ben Yosef is a warrior, perhaps. Again, we'll talk about that separately. But this test of being able to smell the truth, that's for Mashiach ben David, not for Mashiach ben Yosef. So perhaps, Marvinel suggests, Rabbi Akiva thought that Bar Kochva was Mashiach ben Yosef. Bar Kochva himself claimed to be Mashiach ben David, and they tested him and he wasn't. But the Chachamim were said to Rabbi Kiva, he's not even Mashiach ben Yosef, because it's way too early in history for Mashiach ben Yosef to come. That is how Barbanel understands our Gemara. As I said, there's a lot to talk about. When it comes to Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mr. Shem, we will. But in the meantime, have a good day.